General Motors' latest announcement is sure to have a major impact on the automotive industry at large. The Big Three automaker says it will eliminate light-duty gas-powered vehicles by 2035, with an aim to be carbon neutral by 2040. This follows President Biden's executive order to replace the government's vehicle fleet with electric cars made in the U.S. Let's bring in Jamie LaRoe, a reporter for the Detroit Free Press, who covers GM and the auto industry. Welcome, Jamie.
Glad to be here.
Yes, so this is an ambitious goal. Tell us more about GM's plans to reach this goal of being carbon neutral by 2040.
It is an ambitious goal, and it requires a lot of players to make it happen. GM has been working on it for many years, and they have their Ultium battery system that will underpin their planned fleet of electric vehicles. But beyond that, there has to be an infrastructure in place. They've got to work with governments. They've got to work with suppliers. They've got to get a power grid that isn't just relying on electricity. It can be renewable energy, such as solar and wind. So there's a lot of moving parts here for GM to make this successful beyond just building the products and getting those products to market by 2035, which is why they've been careful to say they aspire to have that be the case.
Yes. A lot of moving parts also for Detroit. I mean, it's still very much a motor city that employs hundreds of thousands of people who work in the auto industry. How are industry workers and unions reacting?
Well, you know, it's interesting you should ask that because earlier today, someone sent me a study that basically said right now, Michigan in general is the least prepared and friendly to have the infrastructure for electric vehicles. And that's exactly where General Motors is located, of course, their headquarters. So, you know, there's work to be done on that. And, however, in terms of jobs, the union has been supportive and been in continual conversations with General Motors about this plan and the shift to EVs and has an understanding and put out a statement yesterday that any jobs that come out of this will be union wage, union protected jobs. So there is that support on that end, and the automaker has assured that there won't be any job eliminations from it.
You know, this all lines up with Biden's recent executive orders on climate change, but this isn't just sustainability for GM. It's also smart business-wise, right?
Definitely. The global economy and other parts of the world, particularly China, where GM has a very large presence, already have electric vehicle mandates in place that GM has to work towards to meet and launch vehicles in those markets. So it makes sense to have your broad portfolio and an underlying propulsion system that is consistent for all countries. And so, yes, it's definitely the direction the world is going, no matter who's in office. I think it's fair to say, going forward, regulations are going to just continue to get stricter.
That's Detroit Free Press reporter Jamie LaRoe. Thank you so much, Jamie.
You're welcome.